I'm Florence Comite, Dr. Florence Comite, endocrinologist and founder of Comite Center for Precision Medicine and Health in New York City, and the personalized health app Quantium. You can find me on Instagram and social media at ComiteMD. My bestseller, Keep It Up, is available on Amazon.
Dr. Comite, there was a small study in California that suggests that we may be able to reverse the body's epigenetic clock, which measures a person's biological age. Let's start with that small study and what it says.
In that study, which was from California, and the lead author is a gentleman named Stephen Horvath, who happens to be an identical twin as well.
Oh.
The researchers were looking at the role of a combination of medications on the thymus gland, which is responsible for immune function and preventing damage that occurs with aging. There's progressive damage to the building blocks of life, especially DNA. So protein, sugars, fat, which starts early in life. Actually, all the time as we age, mm-hmm. we're continually aging and eventually exceeds the body's ability to repair itself. And so it's a tiny, tiny trial, but speaks to our bigger concept, as you mentioned, of anti-aging.
Let's start with that anti-aging medicine. What is it?
So anti-aging medicine aims to kind of reverse this trend, this progressive damage that's seen, in order to kind of maintain optimal biological health, irrespective of chronological aging. It's the notion that can we postpone aging itself and, in effect, live forever?
But isn't aging really inevitable? Isn't the fountain of youth a myth?
In a way, the fountain of youth sounds alluring, but
does,
you're right.
Doesn't it?
And yeah, and you know, I think most of us realize that it's probably not an attainable reality. Now, there are folks who have genes that keep them living a very long life. There's actually Ashkenazi Jews that have been described, and those you read about in the Guinness Book of World Records. I met a gentleman from Krakow, Poland, who was incredible and was still chatting and able to really move around and, you know, in amazing shape. And he was 112.
Wow.
Turning 113 and mm-hmm. lived alone and didn't even have full-time live-in care until the very last year of his life. Only when he made it into the Guinness Book of Records did he end up dying pretty shortly thereafter, probably from too much attention. So there is a lot of tension in the research world between anti-aging proponents and those biologists who call foul. Aging is an inescapable reality, and although we're living longer now into our 70s, close to 80s for men and 80s for women, many scientists argue that we haven't extended the lifespan. What we have done is discovered sanitation, vaccines, medication, mm-hmm. proper nutrition, antibiotics, and so forth that has diminished early premature death, avoided infection, and postnatal death, which killed a lot of women mid-20th century. So we live longer now, but not because we change the way we age necessarily, but because we change the way we live.
So there are things that we can do in the way we live to actually live longer.
Yes and no. So let me be clear. No single intervention, none, has yet to be proven to slow, stop, or reverse human aging. And some can be downright dangerous. So buyer beware.
Yeah.
There are tons of companies on the web, on signs, many who have, with no clinical founding, that say and lure customers of all ages to longevity clinics, claiming a scientific basis for anti-aging products they recommend and often sell very successfully. I hear ads all the time on radio, on TV, mm-hmm. and the internet has even made it easier to reach the consumer. And after a while, you hear it so often, you want to believe it. However, a personalized precision medicine approach to anti-aging that you know I really believe in and aims to quantify an individual's unique and optimal health blueprint. And that, to me, is very, very necessary because each of us is unique and we must tailor interventions around the uniqueness of you to maintain health with age. And that can indeed slow the aging process. And in fact, at the center, we see it all the time that the damage that is detectable beneath the surface at the cellular level that we can read with by doing certain tests, by looking at even routine lab tests that doctors do at annual exams, looking at your sugar levels, your cholesterol, can be reversed over time. And we can prevent disorders of aging from shortening the health span.
We're talking, not talking about just extending the lifespan.
You hit the nail on the head. Exactly. The primary goal of my research and clinical efforts and my approach at the Center for Precision Medicine and Health is not the mere extension of life. It is about prolonging healthy years in one's life. And as I say to my patients, the health span should match the lifespan. And we see that. I never would have believed it. And years ago, when the term anti-aging took hold, I actually would laugh because my thought was, anti-aging, does that mean you're pro-death at an early time? But what I really have learned through insatiable curiosity and innumerable measurements, which you're quite aware of after all these years of us chatting, is that once you regain what I think of as physiologically being younger, meaning we have done so much at the cellular level to turn back diabetes, to turn back aging as it affects the heart through healthier levels of cholesterol, by changing little bits and bites about the way you eat and live, work out and sleep, your body actually acts younger, feels younger. You lose weight almost naturally. The visceral fat falls off. You gain muscle. And that's what's lost with aging. So we do extend the health span, and indirectly, presumably, you will live longer in better shape.
You mentioned genes. What role do genes play in aging?
So that's a complex question, and one that's very pertinent in today's world, because we hear this all the time. People are measuring, getting their genes looked at. Most of that feeds ancestry and where you come from, which is wonderful. But aging is not necessarily only a genetically programmed process, and there isn't a singular gene except for what I mentioned before, perhaps, and it may not even be just one gene in the Ashkenazi Jewish family. But we know that, without a doubt, there's a host of genes that influence aging, and I think Stephen Horvath's study that I discussed earlier is one that points to some of that work, that there are genes that will do so directly and indirectly. So when we consider specific genetic programs for aging and death, there may not be any quick fixes that permit us to treat aging as if it were a disease. Will CRISPR have a role, for example, cutting and dicing? Perhaps. But as we learn more about the genome and the genetic underpinnings of age, such as the study in Nature did point to, there will probably be numerous environmental factors that influence how these genes express. And that's what this study really pointed to, that by taking a number of agents that included a couple of hormones that I routinely use, metformin, which is another drug, DHEA, which is a supplement in this country, but actually a drug in Canada. Human growth hormone, and there are peptides that act like human growth hormone, was another agent utilized. Again, all of this should be done under a doctor's supervision, possibly influence the way genes acted and may have preserved or recovered genetic function that might have made these folks, and a very small number, there were only nine folks that were looked at in this study, but worthy of investigating further in a research program, not just singularly under the guidance of a practitioner who may not be aware of how to study and what needs to be done and may not have the tools to do so.
So if you're interested in anti-aging, what do you look for when you're looking for a doctor, a physician, or a product?
You have to do your research. Does the person or the company you're working with, is there real medicine there?
Yeah.
That's really an important place to start. Licensing. Is it just a clinic that's rolled out because something's been announced and there's a money-making profit margin there? Are there peer-reviewed studies from this person or institution, meaning are there publications that would point to a scientific review board that has looked at it? So you want to make sure that you get information that can tell you that science has been applied to the methodology. And remember that the FDA doesn't test for purity on supplements, so companies can label and market as they wish. And even if there is a method to testing, sometimes there's escape from that because companies can test but then not necessarily keep vigilance on these products, and there's much that you can escape with. So you want folks that have methodology for validity and keep on top of that methodology. And in this new brave world of ours, we also need to understand that science is constantly evolving. So you want people who are continually looking and questioning and maybe have insatiable curiosity, questioning the here and now and the past methodology that may no longer be applicable as we ask more questions and recognize there aren't always easy answers. So as a clinical researcher and somebody who is formerly anti-aging, a scientific, personalized precision medicine and health data-based approach to anti-aging medicine is, in my belief, the safest approach to this field of science. It's coming. It's here, Pat. And I think we should make the most of it because basically you only have to lose your health, and none of us want to lose that. It really is the most important thing you can hold on to, because if you have your health, you have everything.